the sound of time.
Noise down, you juvenile delinquents. I know your parents. Headache, Angie and the Citations. No wonder people had a headache. Though that was a noisy bunch of peoples. Actually, this 45 is signed Jack, Chucky, Kenny, Joe, Bobby. Yeah, that was probably the Citations. Angie is probably in there somewhere. Oh, yeah, Angie, yeah. Angie and the Citations. Angie, Jimmy, Kenny, Joe, and Bobby. Angie, Jimmy, Jerry, going, Bobby, and me going to the teen canteen. Whatever that is. Yeah, on the Angela label. I kind of bought that because I was going to buy it and sell it. But the more I play it, the less infused I am about selling it. Anyway, this is G-Minus Mark. You're listening to Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks, and Geeks. Just got home early and I thought it's about time. I've got some new things I wanted to hear, and I don't set aside enough time to listen to the things I buy, and this gives me that opportunity to play something all the way through. Something I just got is a little bit warpy. I'm going to flatten it, but before I flatten it and possibly melt it, I'm usually good at this. I'm going to play, I got this from Max Stevens, just came through the door yesterday on the Arcade label. Andy Starr, not Frank Andy Starr, but a different Andy Starr. This Andy Starr recorded for Arcade, New York. I don't know if that was the distribution, that's the address of where he was from. It's called I Love You Baby. Here it is.
So no. Oh, well, I
Guess what that was called? Ah, Joe Botch. That was Chuck Barr and the Playboys. Also recorded for Kent, Susie or Mary Lou. Was that on Kent? No, it wasn't. It was on the other label. It was on the other label that looked like it was black and had colors and stuff. Yeah, Chuck Barr and the Playboys. Joe Botch. I should know Joe Botch is probably a cartoon strip character from those days or something. I don't know. If only there was a way to look things up where you could put like names in and find out information about stuff. If only I could, you know, be lazy and do things like that. I'm messing around with my mic again. Hello, 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 hello. Is that better? Is that worse? I don't know which. What about that? No. Yes. Yes. Bass. How about the bass? Am I even on the right? Hello. No, maybe this is it. Hello. Oh, this is really, really about as unprofessional as I could possibly get, isn't it? Don't know what I'm doing. Oh, it was this one. That's better. This is G minus Mark. You're listening to Truckers, Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks. This is a mess. I'm sorry. So anyway, yeah, I got that and I played it. There it was. I hope you enjoyed it. I really like that record. It's raucous and, yeah, all those other things that I like. And is, no, is it too loud? Oh, who cares? Next, another record I just got from Max Stevens. Very, very happy to have it. This guy did at least three records that I know of. Two of them came out on old bootleg where they paired, like, the two best sides as one 45. Something I always wanted. Matt got one. I said, please sell it to me. We came to an agreement, and I'm so happy to have it. This is Little Monty Jones. This is on the Gem label. The other one I'm looking for myself for my own collection is Moonshine. If anyone's got a copy of that, I'd be super interested in it. But for now, I am quite happy to have You're Just That Kind, Little Monty Jones, on Gem. Thank you.
care about you. I don't know another I can do without you. You know why I begin to doubt you. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind. But you told me lies and you called me honey, played with my heart and you spent my money, left me broken now, that ain't funny. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind. Every time we go out on a date, you're always saying it's a getting late. You look at your watch, say it's time to go home. You just won't leave me alone. Well, I found a new girl and she's a little honey. She got a car and she got money. Take her out every night, sure is funny. She's not that kind, she's not that kind. Always telling me to be good, hit me in the face and I usually would. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind. Anymore I don't care about you. Found another I can do without you. You know why I begin to doubt you. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind.
So distinctive, such a classic, and you cannot mistake that voice. Nobody really sounded like him. That's why Charlie Feathers was really one of the greats. I always held, I believe in my heart, and you know, I think it's, I believe in my heart. Why would I say something like that? I believe in my heart that this next record is going to truly rock. No, I believe, it's my personal belief, that Charlie Feathers' best work was his son recordings. Things like Wedding Gown of White, Defrost Your Heart, and the Flip 45, which I think is the most perfect, beautiful crossover kind of bluegrass feel hillbilly record. And I think Peepin' Eyes was the first proper hillbilly record I ever heard, because when I started collecting rockabilly, I started ordering rockabilly Mariano's, the old 70s bootlegs, through mail order a couple of places, Rockin' Records and mostly Moondogs Records in London. and they would write descriptions like killer rockabilly and all that. And when I ordered the Charlie Feathers, I already knew the Mac Curtis Charlie Feathers LP, so that was a no-brainer for me to order it. And when I first played it, I thought, wow, this is really, like, I didn't even have words for it. I mean, it was obviously hillbilly, but I didn't even know how to describe it. But I instantly loved it. And I think Feathers was almost 10 years too late. I think if his career had begun in the 40s and he'd signed to a major, I think he would have been a really credible big hillbilly star. But I still love Why Don't You and all his rockabilly records. And I went on a big tangent, but I felt I should say that. And, you know, I feel the same way about Warren Smith as well. But I'm not going to go into all that any further than I already have wasted enough time doing. But next is you're going to be rewarded by, I mean, if hearing this isn't a reward, I don't know what is. Bobby Wayne and the Warriors on the LJV label. I won this on an auction recently. I bid far less than I expected it to go for and just kind of threw a bid out there for the heck of it. And I now own it, and it is not for sale. I'm so pleased to have it. Sally Ann. Here it is.
Well, I got a gal and her name is Sally Ann. Yeah, I got a gal and her name is Sally Ann. Let she go, man, you know she can. Well, I love my gal and I love that Sally Ann. Yeah, yeah. Love my gal, I'm in love bad, Sally Ann. Well, can she go? Man, you know she can. But she's just 16, teenage queen, sweetest thing you've ever seen. She can rock, she can roll, she can satisfy my soul. Yeah, got a gal, her name is Sally Ann. Can she go? Man, you know she can.
I know now why I've got my little grandma soul. She's doing the same thing she did 90 years ago. She liked to rock. We'll be right back.
I'm pretty pleased to get that into the box this week. That is Joe Hughes' Make Me Dance Little Ant. Got that from my friend Nicola Conrad in Switzerland. It's a beat copy, but it was affordable considering how expensive that record has been in the past. So very, very pleased to get that. He was a black guy who, I mean, that's more your kind of Elvis style, almost rockabilly, until you get to that guitar break, which has got that extra R&B kind of kick to it. So I mean, you could put that in R&B comp or a rockabilly type thing. I kind of throw it in with the rockabilly stuff because I first heard that, as many Europeans did. There was a Canadian album called The Other Kings, which was put together by a guy called Richard Growls in Canada, who I wrote to when the album came out because I had lots of questions because I was a geeky kid, and he wrote back, very nice guy. And they did a kind of a bootleg follow-up to it called Teen Town Hop in the UK a few years later, and everybody bought it because they thought, oh, it's like, you know, it's an official follow-up. But it wasn't. But it was a good album, and it was all Elvis sound-alikes. And the two records I always wanted from that album were the Chavis Brothers Love Me Baby on Big Top, which I finally got a few years ago, and that one, which I didn't really expect to get, but there it sits. So because we're on a kind of a rock and roll kick all of a sudden, this is a Northwest record again. This is an R&B record, but it's such a good rocker, it fits beautifully with this stuff. Joe Boot, this was Northwest. I'm trying to think, was it Seattle? I want to say it was Seattle. It could have been Tacoma. This is the second copy I've had in like 6 months, but this one I'm keeping. Rock and Roll Radio on Celestial.
I got a rock and roll radio. I take it with me everywhere I go. The chicks are yelling, well, here comes Joe with the rock and roll radio. These jockeys are well and back, playing rock and roll by the stack. I really dig it, I love it so.
see the picture, yeah, that's right. Oh, we were loving it, the driving. Loving it, the driving, yeah. Loving it, the driving. Loving it, the driving show. Oh, yeah. Oh, we were loving it, the driving. Loving it, the driving, yeah. Oh, we were loving it, the driving. Just a having a ball.
Well, he was loving it, the drive-in. All right, that wasn't the best record I've ever played, but it was kind of a fun record to find. It's pretty bashed up. Loving it, the drive-in, Chuck Baker, which is, I think it's like, I've got a book on this guy, Hugh Barrett and Chuck Baker. I think Chuck Baker put out a book. It was in the 70s, and it's always something I've really prized. It's like a... So it was made at a photocopy shop, you know, it's just all Xeroxed pages, but photographs of his own collection, like with him meeting people like Sam Cooke, going back into the 50s, Connie Francis, Tony Bennett, some rock and roll singers like Dwayne Eddy, I think's in there, lots of 60s people. And he was in Hugh Barrett's band, and they did There Was a Fungus Among Us. And this one that I just played, which was called Lovin' at the Drive-In, is... on the Crash label, and it's the Victors and Friends featuring Chuck Baker, so maybe it's without Hugh Barrett. The other side is, well, maybe I should have played The Return of the Fungus. Let's have a little... It's obviously a sequel to There Was a Fungus Among Us. Yeah, it's probably just as annoying. I mean, on the annoying scale, I think it's a coin flip. But, anyway, I'm going to play something a little different. This is more your kind of, oh, your rock and roll hipster types. I've kind of warmed to certain sort of instrumentals recently. I've been buying a lot of them from a friend and a couple of other sources as well. And a lot of things I've heard on compilations, when I finally hold the 45, I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm going to keep this. And these next two records are things I think I originally picked up thinking I might sell, but I wound up putting them in the collection. And they kind of got a similar thing going. This is the Periscopes, and this is Beaver Shot. I mean, how can you not want that? It's a black label with gold writing. It's kind of hard to read. D. Wells? Wells Desette. It's got like written in a cross. And then Los Angeles WDR for the best 45s. I don't know what to make of that label name. You instro guys know more than I ever will wish to know. Anyway, Beaver Shot.
The Crazy Pelt!
Beaver Shot! Lloyd Rebeck, Kamel Mek. Cleedo, Kamel Nido, Camel Walk,
Beaver Shot.
Oh, wrong record.
Saxons, Beaver Shots, Camel Walks, furry things that go bump in the night. It's not normally my kind of thing. I've just kind of been into it recently. Fear not, we're going to veer drastically off on another tangent now. Recently won this on eBay. Well, I actually bought it as a bite now. I want to thank Lauren Petit, because he gets stuff mailed to me every once in a while because he lives in France, gets a few things together. I send them to him as one parcel. And he sent me a message saying, oh, you know, I got this next record, which incidentally is Tommy Morland and the Tennessee Drifters on the Made label. He said, I got one of these coming to you. And I'm like, ah, damn, I'd love one of those. And he said, well, there's a like kind of a beat copy on eBay as a buy it now for $125. And I bought it and it's perfect. Just what I wanted. Condition works for me. I love the way it looks. I love the patina. I guess the Drifter is the more popular side, but the side for me is this side. Chinese Made, Tommy Morland and the Tennessee Drifters.
A tavern, Chinese wonderland. Sit down at the table when a maid kissed my hand. As I reached to love her, this is what she said: please don't leave your Chinese maid. I'll always be your Chinese maid.
Chinese moon.
love. Like a dream so soft and sweet, lovers romancing everywhere. Harbor lights are sparkling to the beat of my yearning heart. It's love, it's life. Neath the China sky against the moon softly playing. Songs of plaintive melody. Dreamy nights of China. China maid, go there, grieving, longing for her love, sailing his junk on waters far from the shores of home. Oh, jealous love, for that China maid still is in his heart, softly murmuring words of sparkling love.
Well, that's not new in, but that was a perfect thing, I thought, to follow Chinese Maid with Dick Curless on the Event label out of Westbrook, Maine. China Nights, which features the beautiful guitar, always beautiful guitar, of a very young teenage, I think, Lenny Brew, when he was nothing but the kid of Hal Lone Pine and Betty Cody, before he went on to become a jazz genius. And then, didn't he die in a swimming pool? Didn't he drown? Think so. But anyway, anything with that kid on, man, all those Dick Curless tracks, Traveling Man and all that. When I first heard that break, I'm like, is this Chet Atkins? No, it was Lenny Brew doing some damage. What's next? I was out digging for records the other day, and I just was going for a bunch of like 25 cent stuff, and I saw this really killer label, and I knew it wasn't going to be a rock and roll record. It was just intriguing. It's on the Japan label. It's called China Night. Now, the record I just played by Dick Curless is called China Night. And he sings that passage in there in Chinese. And I always thought, oh, is he just making words up? And that's always been a favorite of mine, that record. So as soon as I spun this, indulge me here. I like this, but this is definitely not something I would usually play. It's more just something for fun. But listen for a while, if you will. That hard to turn off. I love that. But anyway, so apparently his Chinese song was authentic. China Night, it's not named on there, but that reminds me of those old movies. It also reminds me of, speaking of Betty Cody, weirdly enough, oh my god, hold on, am I just drawing a wild conclusion here? So Dick Curless sung China Nights, China Nights had Lenny Brew on guitar. Lenny Brew's mother was Betty Cody, who did Dark Moon, which, when you think about it, is pretty much the same song as China Nights. I think, do I go and get Dark Moon by... Okay, I'm saying Pale Moon. I mean Dark Moon. So, going off on a huge tangent. Like I say, China Night. Okay, you got that. China Night. Betty Cody recorded Pale Moon on RCA in the early 50s, which of course Lenny Brew would have known. So did he suggest it to Dick Curlis, or perhaps Dick Curlis heard Betty Cody sing it? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to play a bit of it, so you'll see what I mean.
Sign. Twilight skies are all alight across the deep lagoon. I hear a voice call through the night, my Indian brave Pale Moon. Oh, speak to your love forsaken.
Yeah, well, I thought those two went together pretty well. So I left the Betty Cody Pale Moon running, and I now think I'm probably wrong about it sounding like China Nights. I got all infused about my theory. Then I was listening to it. I'm like, oh, I don't know now. But anyway, that was Johnny Skiles and the Harmony Ranch Boys, Ghost of My Lonely Past. That's started custom on the Corvette label out of Portland, which is fairly local to me. About an hour, 20 minutes away. I do live out in the sticks, but Portland is well, Eugene is the nearest big city to me. This is probably not interesting to you. Then Salem, then Portland. So, you know, on a day off, I can choose to go where I smell records. That's what I do. What have we got next? I haven't planned anything. Should plan these things more. I pulled out a whole... Oh, okay. Let's do that. Well, we're on a kind of a country kick, so... This is something I won on eBay. I don't think I played it last time. Maybe I did. I don't think I did. I don't think I had it then. On the Warrior label out of Texas. Out of Pleasanton,
Texas. Presents Dayton Smith and the Roving Warriors. This looks to me like a TNT custom pressing. There's two versions of this. I can't remember who the other version is by. But this is Dayton Smith. What will the answer be?
Well, mama, won't you tell me which Cadillac should I use for my date tonight? Should I use the one with the top lid down so I can see the moon so bright? Or should I use the one with the built-in heat to keep the cold away from me? I'm a-going on a date with a brand new girl, what will the answer be? Will she want to go where the lights are bright or to some cozy rendezvous? Or just to ride around all over town and let them see what she's found you? Will she sit beside me and make me feel she likes it here with me? I'm a-going on a date with a brand new girl, what will the answer be? Do you think she'll even notice the kind of clothes I wear? Do you think she'll see my blue suede shoes or the way I comb my hair? If I look at another, do you think she'll notice with a little jealousy? I'm a-going on a date with a brand new girl, what will the answer be? My friends all tell me I'm just a dreamer, that it's plain as day to see. That all of these things I'm thinking of I know can never be. But I'm not a-dreaming when I tell them all I've found the one for me. I'm a-going on a date with a brand new girl, what will the answer be? Mama, but she gave no answer and she said, here's what you do. Just to set your goal on what you want and your dreams will all come true. Well, I've set my goal on what I want, but it don't depend on me. I'm a-going on a date with a brand new girl, what will the answer be?
Can't say I love you and I love you true. Can't say I'll always want to be with you. Can't ask you, baby, to marry me, please. I just stand and shiver like I'm about to freeze. My heart is bouncing like a rubber ball and I can't say nothing at all. You know, baby, every time I get around you, I just get all choked up, fouled up, shook up, and I don't know whether I'm a-coming or a-going. You know I'd like to tell you I love you and all that kind of stuff, but I get my tongue all twisted up around my front teeth and I can't say nothing. I can't say you're the sweetest girl I know. Can't even say I want to be your beau. I can't say, honey, now let's elope. I'd like to say it, but I get so choked. Hee-hawing around like a mule in a stall and I can't say nothing at all. Thank you. You know, honey, you got me all hog-tied and tongue-tied and all broke up inside, and I just don't know what to do. I'd like to say a bunch of nice things to you, baby, but every time I open my big mouth, my tonsils backfire and my vocal cords going to strike, and I can't say nothing. I can't say, won't you please be mine always, that I'd like to love you all the rest of my days. My time's running out and it's getting late, but my vocal cords won't cooperate. My heart is melting like a big snowball, but I can't say nothing at all.
Well, done got bit country on you there. Sorry, fellas, but I thought I'd play that because it's a good hillbilly bopper. But it's kind of interesting. I think it's the first. I think it's his first record. It's Jack Clement on Shreeton Records. Can't say nothing at all. I think it's from 54 or something. I've got a couple of other things on that label. Is there a Hot Rod Race, Navy Style? Was that on Shreeton? Or am I thinking of something else? Anyway, I digress. Sorry, it was a bit loud when I put that one on. I accidentally hit a volume control or did something stupid. A couple of records next on the Sapphire label. Got these both off the mighty Ira Pandos. Off the mighty Ira Pandos. And they're from his neck of the woods. These are from New Orleans. Ira puts on the Ponderosa Stomp and does a fantastic job at just like keeping R&B and soul and rockabilly music alive. Got these two from him. I don't think I knew them. I might have heard this one before, and the other one I definitely hadn't heard. Both on the same label, both on Sapphire. Starting off with Casanova and the Chance, and this is Geraldine.
Personality is how it can be. You are the real beauty. Your love can't be beat by ever loving Geraldine. Now she loves to dance and to the pop, to a tune and dance and swinging hot. Big brown eyes and curly hair. She's so fine just to look over there. Oh, by Geraldine, an angel in disguise. You know my love. I belong to you, and you belong to me. I have a loving Geraldine. Now she loves to dance and do the pop and do the tune. Find just a look of there. Oh, my Geraldine, an angel in disguise. You know my love for you will never die. Forever cling to me. Don't ever set me free. Cause I belong to you when you belong to me. Forever loving Geraldine. Forever loving.
Feeling mighty sad, feeling mighty low, feeling mighty blue, I'm as low as I can go. Hound dog, I've got those hound dog blues. Leave me in my misery, I've got those hound dog blues. Well, I woke up this morning, jumped out of bed, cut my ear off, shed, boy, my face red. Hound dog, I've got those hound dog blues. Man, stay away from me, I've got those hound dog blues. Well, my wife's up and left, rent is overdue. My heart and blue a gas. Oh, what can I do?
can this life be? I've got those hound dog blues. Looking for me, I ain't got long to go. When I'm up the river, I'll find, say hello, hound dog. I've got those hound dogs. All is sad and lonely. I've got those hound dog blues.
A crazy record, Hound Dog Blues, on the aforementioned Sapphire label. I have no idea who was that. Both sides are good on this record. The LD Rocks. I don't think I even looked at who that was. The other side's called Back Room. Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Ira. What next? A couple of just another shift in direction. We've had all kinds of styles. Almost going for a kind of a group doo-wop sound here, like I did last week. But I picked this up. I really like it. It's on the Look label. Same label you might remember, Yes I Do, by Royce Porter. I think it later became a Gusto Starday subsidiary. I'm pretty sure it did. But in earlier days, Richard McAdoo. And this is called Those Young Girls.
Dig those young girls, younger than all over the floor, a reeling and a rocking and a jiving soul, in Bermuda shorts and a Panama hat, $2 in my pocket, do you think it will last? With young girls, young girls, sitting at the counter, sipping and drinking, on one malt, listening for the music, give you nothing but talk. The way they rock and roll, I make you old feel young. But well, I'm not old and they wanna have fun. Those young girls, young girls. I got right up and I headed for the door. Something had told me it was time to go. About that time, this heart of mine began to feel was blind. Oh, I knew it, I was out on the floor, a kicking my heels and I crying for more. I couldn't rock, I couldn't roll, I still was dancing and I dancing so with young girls, young girls.
My goose is cooked. Going crazy about to lose my mind.
Kind of an R&B with whatever the other thing was, but good. I like them both. The things I picked up recently that didn't pay too much money for, and I liked them, so I kept them. I don't know how much else I've got for you today. Just kind of threw this together. I didn't really pull stuff out. And for some reason, I don't feel inclined to go and think of other things to play. What sort of time are we at? We're not doing too bad. We're over an hour. So a little shorter than usual, for which I'll apologize. I'm going to end off with a record. My friend, Mark Lamar, sent me a clip of this and said he thought it was up my street, and I found one real cheap on eBay. It's like an $8 record. Billy Lee Riley on Mojo. I've heard a lot of his latest stuff, and it's always good, but I never commit any of it to memory. And one side is Valley of Dolls, which I seem to remember I liked anyway. And on the flip, this is the clip he sent me, which I really liked. It's kind of a, you know, one of those lonesome kind of songs. I like them going out on Billy Lee Riley on Mojo. Get yourself one. It's a cheap one. It's called Lonely Man.
If I walk in the shadows of valleys so deep, swim raging rivers to that mountain so steep, should I reach the top of that mighty hill, will I just find confusion and more trouble still? Oh, mountain, mighty mountain, please understand. The Lord made me, He made a tired, lonely man. Oh, give me the courage to keep up my fight. Let the wrong overpower what's right. And when I am gone, at my grave you stand. See, the Lord has called home